little bit of an update of what's been happening. A couple of things that I've had on my mind and also what's coming up. So today is Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. I hope you'll be listening in when Big Fatty reaches into his big fat colostomy bag and pulls the number one fan. I hope it's me, because it would be kind of cool not only being the spam ambassador to the BFO podcast, but also the number one fan for 2013.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big fat colostomy bag.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1567 of the BFO for Tuesday the 28th of January 2014, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, we're gonna read number one fan entries, and we've got voice letters. Yes, we ready. Hello, wintry mixers. Be ready, I'm cold already. Where's the hammer saw? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. Today, too, I say Tuesday, y'all. We are having, y'all, if you're ever in Charleston and you're going to have a wintry mix, y'all, the weather rat is... He'll be on a cot. He's gonna set up a cot, right on a cot. Bish, ready, right on a cot. We've got the wintry mix coming this way, and y'all, y'all, that's a chicken finger. Well, you know, we don't get the snow and sleet and all that kind of stuff here in Charleston, but the conditions are ripe.
Ready, vulgar.
For this, and y'all, the weather rat is in his element. I mean, he is. Y'all, I guarantee you, they will start. They will have school closings tonight. The thing is, if we do get any weather, it ain't going nowhere, because the high on Tuesday is only supposed to be like 34, and then it's going down to 22 on Tuesday night, and the high on Wednesday is going to be 34 again, and then back down in the low 20s on Wednesday night. So y'all, we may have a couple of days of the wintry mix.
Fanny, I don't know what to do. Do we have enough soup?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all got several other entries into the number one fan contest, and y'all, so we're just going to go over here and read a few of these. The last one we read was from that Miss Kim. Beaver, y'all, evidently one of her pals that she pays has become a terrorist or something. I don't know what it was all about, but anyway, Princess Hannah says, I want to be the number one fan since I faithfully listened since forever, and because I'm fat and sick.
Why is she sick?
I don't know. I hope you feel better, Princess Hannah. She also has an entry here from the boy Genius. It says, he wants to be the number one because he's probably your youngest fan and not fat. He'll even ask to listen to you specifically at night.
Penny, I don't know about that. Like child abuse.
Well, no, I don't think that's what it is. But anyway, the boss boy up there in the New Hampshire, where y'all, they get an assload of snow up there. He says, Burglary, please enter me in the number one fan contest. Why would anyone not want that prestigious title, even though we know... Kathy Bacon is the true number one fan.
Big Fatty, it's an entry nonetheless.
And y'all, that Ed Candelabra from over there at the All About Jeremy Lulu show.
Big Fatty, they had a parade this week.
They did. It says, Dear Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty.
Big Fatty, he's going to the
And Poodle, I'll be ready. I want, no. I need, no. I better win the 2014 number one fan. Big Fatty will be spoiled big time if I do. That's a promise. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Spotting Crazy has been going crazy, y'all. You've been sending in stuff over to Spotting Big Fatty, and I really appreciate it. I hope you get some during the Snowmageddon, y'all. And also, the Spotting Crazy said some of them are quite vulgar, that he's gonna have to work on those before they get posted. But y'all, that musing mark up there in calendar, he sent a picture. It says, although pregnant at the time, First Lady Jackie Kennedy generously stubbed out her cigarette to save a drowning man. And y'all, Jackie Kennedy trying to save Big Fat. Big Fatty, you've gone overboard! Well, I guess. But, you know, sometimes I'm used as a personal flotation device. If I look at Big Fatty, and y'all, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty, and it says, Big Fatty briefly joined the cast of the Addams Family playing Grandma. Big Fatty, you got your hair looks lovely over there, right next to Pugsley.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon.
Dear Gussie, I don't know what's more embarrassing, being broke or having to stand here on the corner begging for money with
anyway.
This can.
No.
Thank you. Brother, can you spare a dime?
I only have a dime, but as long as it's for you.
Thank you. Oh, I am not going to get a considerable amount of money this way. It is freezing cold, and I swear somebody keeps calling the cops on me every time I find a different corner. I know what I need. I need one of those veteran signs. Where's some cardboard at?
Bacon.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. But now, Miss Bacon, I thought we made it clear. I thought we made it clear a while back that Brian over there in the Japan, Mexico, who won the coupon contest, said that he did not want the cash prize, that he was just happy having the title of the coupon winner. Big Fatty, don't take much for him, does it? No, it doesn't. But Miss Bacon, we may have another contest coming up. Whatever you've raised in your cushions and in your cup, we'll just give that as the cash prize for the next winner. Big Fatty, it's a lovely idea.
Bacon.
Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
How you doing there, Poodle the Doodle?
Good.
And where's your sidekick at?
Oh, he's here.
I come up with the craziest stuff. Okay, so, Poodle, when you say we hop a plane.
Okay.
Maybe I could drive to your house, and then we could hop a plane from there.
Oh.
And go to New York in June to see the other KB.
Oh.
Hello. That would just be, that would be way too much. I'd probably have an aneurysm. Anyway, not to make light of aneurysms.
Oh.
Did you, I'm sure you listened to the DI Plus, but I keep forgetting.
Yes.
It's like, can you believe that I answer all Daniel's questions? He's just like, Hey, Kathy Bacon, what is the square miles around South Dakota? Oh. And I just, like, come up with the answer. I'm so smart.
Oh, Big Fatty, why did you hang up? I didn't hang up. She must have hung up. Anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And Big Fatty, I think it would be lovely to go to New York to see Miss Beaver. And y'all, I just gotten a message from Miss Beaver right before I went on the air. And I said, I understand you're going to New York this summer. And she says, yes, New York, New York. So I sent it to me twice. She says, for the fifth annual International Tuna Convention, the ITC. Fatty, that sounds as silly as you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brother Stannis, and I have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty and
our friends. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from out there in the Coloradas. That's where we find Brother Sinatus. Brother Sinatus, what's your question?
The question is about the music you play before each segment of Hamming It Up with Big Fatty. I think some of the voices sound very familiar. Did some of your fellow podcasters make the music for you in the past? That's my question. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, first of all, Brother Sinatus, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice on something other than that mysterious musical guessing game. This is an excellent question. Excellent question. And you have a keen ear for this, Brother Sinatus, because y'all, Brother Sinatus is a profound podcast listener. So he recognizes these things. And you are correct. Those are two voices that you probably recognize from the Daily Purge. And that would be the Jimmy's and the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network. That is Mr. Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo. And they indeed, back during the Little Fatty Cast, they came up with the intro song of Hamming It Up with Big Fatty, and when the LFC went away, Big Fatty, just go ahead and say it. You stole it. You just stole it, and you kept it for yourself. Well, it was about Hamming It Up with Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, you're correct.
G'day, Big Fatty. It's Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Yes, I'm alive. So I've got to make two entries into your competitions. One, your coupon amount for the last 3 years is $2,777.77. I hope I'm a winner. Two, please enter me in the, what's it called, that thing where you have someone who's like the number one for the year or something, 25 words or less. Okay, my 25 words are, I want to win and Mexicans should win. Okay, Scotty, a little Aussie battler. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie battler from down there in the future. And, Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. But, Scotty, the contest, the coupon contest is over. So your entry arrived too late for that. And, Scotty, you had all of the elements correct on the number one fan contest, except for the fact that I do not accept it in voice letter form. It has to be an e-letter to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com, and in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. That was a good answer. You know, we're always looking for a Mexican to be in the running. You know, and there's so few Mexicans out there. Listen, you know, that Hat M said he's gonna not gonna do it, neither is Miss Bacon or Guru Nudie. But you know, you know these people are sneaky. They're sneaky. But then Scotty, so you still got time, Scotty. You got until this Friday. day, the 31st, at 5 p.m. in the evening Eastern Standard Time. And, Scotty, I know that fucks it up in the future and all this kind of stuff. So, actually, you know, it'll probably be Saturday, the 1st of February, and you could still send it in and get it in time. So, Big Fatty, he'll find a way to get it in before Big Fatty. That sounded vulgar. I'll just be quiet.
Big Fatty. Sorry, I'm eating a Twizzler. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my ARC. So, yeah, actually, I'm just kidding. I'm not in my ARC. I only need that to get to my laundry room. I'm in my jalopy. I'm on my way home from the coal mine Sunday night. And I just wanted to call because I just left the Vons East where I spent $28.37, and I saved $1.01. So, of course, that immediately made me think of you. So, anyway, I just wanted to say I hope you've had a productive weekend baking the nuts and bolts, and here we're going to have snowpocalypse this week here in the Charleston, where we may get like an inch of snow, and since that happens about once every 5 years, and it usually melts right away, now they're saying like 2 days, it's not going to melt. I have stocked up on my version of bread and milk, which is SpaghettiOs and Twizzlers. I mean, seriously, enough SpaghettiOs and Twizzlers to last a lifetime. And hopefully they'll make it to Tuesday. But anyway, so you're fat, and my question is, what have you got to stock up for snowpocalypse? Okay, gotta go, and bake 72 dozen cookies. All right, bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. Now, y'all, I always play my calls in order, in the order they are received, except for this one. And I'm playing it because of the rat on the cot. Big Eddie, he's already got it all set up. Vader, first of all, thank you for the call, and thanks for checking on the elderly. It's always good when the folks bring in the elderly during the cold weather. Big Fatty. And Vader, I got to tell you, it sounds to me like you're a gourmet. You could live out there in the Walnut Hills with those items, because y'all, quite frankly, I bet you the old gal, you know, the Vons, yo, I bet she likes the SpaghettiOs also. But y'all, the SpaghettiO, it's just nasty. That is the nastiest fucking shit. Y'all, do you like the SpaghettiOs? Fatty, it's vulgar. And Squeaky Kitty don't like it either. Well, good. And, but y'all, it's SpaghettiO. Now, Twizzlers are okay, but you know, you can't live on Twizzlers. And quite frankly, I've got a big old pot of soup. And, Big Fatty. And I've got peanut butter. Big Fatty. So, anyway, but y'all, I normally play them in order, but I wanted to get that one in so that you could be rested assured that that old Vader will die from eating SpaghettiOs and not from the weather. Big Fatty, you're just silly. So, anyway, y'all, I filed my taxes, and I got notice in the e-letters today that my federal return has been accepted. By the government, and I haven't heard from the South Kakalaki government yet. But y'all, with my refund, I'm gonna be paying off the old the new Ford Escape. So y'all, it'll all be paid off next month in February. Now y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Spambassador of the BFO. Y'all, that's that laughing Buddha up there in the Minneapolis St. Paul. And y'all, he's talking about being the number one fan for last year. Y'all, he hadn't gotten his entry in yet for this year. So Mark, you've got to hurry up and get your entry in. And once I get your entry, you know what I'm gonna where I'm gonna put it?
Big fat colostomy bag.
Oh, you know me very well, Spambassador.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.